Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Bob Bernstein, CEO of Mayteq Corporation. The company trades on the over-the-counter bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is MTCH. Mayteq Corporation is an engineering and research and development company which develops device systems that indicate the status of fatigue damage in a metal component, as well as detect microscopic fractures. Thanks for joining us today, Bob. How's the weather out in L.A.?
Well, it's a little bit June gloom, as they call it, a little overcast, but the L.A. weather is as good as it gets.
Great, that's good to hear. And let's get right into it. You're going to be presenting tomorrow at the Northrop conference.
No, actually,
I'm sorry at the International Bridge Conference. And you're going to talk about the agreement with Northrop to develop regarding your electrochemical fatigue sensors. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we have been speaking with Northrop Grumman for a little while now, and it seems there's a potential interest in a teaming of one sort or another. They're very interested in long-term monitoring in real time of bridges, and there seems to be common interest that our technology, which is quite unique and fully patented worldwide, would fit very nicely into their mission. So we're jointly presenting at the conference today in Pittsburgh, today and tomorrow, and we'll see how things go as time passes.
Well, great. And talk to us about your product line, your two main products, Fatigue Fuse and the sensors.
All right. They're really both very, very simple. The Fatigue Fuse is like the fingers of a hand. Each one has a different kind of notch on it, and each notch represents a percentage of fatigue cycles that a structure would go through. It's identical to when we were kids, we would take a paper clip and pull it apart, and we couldn't break it. But every time we bent it, we created a fatigue cycle, and at some point that little paper clip broke easily. So that's the same type of thing. The fatigue fuse is attached to a metal structure made of the same material, and every time it has a fatigue bearing or whatever you want to call it, it's like going up in an airplane and you hit wind or you don't hit wind, or talking about a bridge when a truck goes over it, that is fatigue cycles. And when the first finger breaks, that's a certain percentage of fatigue life, and when the second finger breaks, that's another percentage of fatigue life, and so on. It's a device that's pretty much in the background right now. It's being tested at one of the Air Force bases on one of the Army Air Force bases on bridges, and it's not quite foremost in our eyesight. The electrochemical fatigue sensor, however, is the only device in the world that finds growing cracks in metal bridges. World patented, and the only one that does it. In the United States, there are 200,000 metal bridges that must be inspected every other year by federal law. And I ask you, do you have any idea how they are inspected?
I cannot say that they. I do know.
Okay. The answer is a guy walks over them and taps them with a hammer. Federal Highway put out a thing. That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny and pretty scary. There's a written document that says 56% of all visual condition ratings are wrong. And also, we know that they miss the cracks 90% of the time. Now, you take a bridge over a turnpike or over a river or whatever, could be a big one, could be a little one, you have what is called a fatigue critical location. And the engineers know what and where the fatigue critical locations are. And if you have a little growing crack in a fatigue critical location, you better fix it because that could take the whole bridge down. But if you have a 2 foot, 3 foot crack someplace else, it's not in a fatigue critical location, it doesn't make any difference. And that is the essence of what we have. So they know where the fatigue critical locations are. They tell us where they are. We go on them. In 1 minute, we can determine whether there's a growing crack or not. Move on to the next location. We've done, in the real world, more than 40 bridges in Pennsylvania, in Massachusetts, in New Jersey, New York, et cetera, et cetera. We've done 5 in Australia, Union Pacific Railway. So we're into the real world now, and the stimulus package is very heavily weighted on this because it's very, very important for the infrastructure and for saving lives.
Right, and as the the federal stimulus goes into a lot of architecture and civil architecture. So, talk about some of those trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, our basic interest right now is in the bridge industry. It is huge, and it's hard to go into so many other things at the same time. And you're dealing with 100,000 bridges a year. Just multiply some of the potential numbers on that. They are absolutely giant. I don't even want to get into the numbers. They're just huge. So that's
right,
our main focus right now. That's our main focus. Now, we will be doing some research work on long-term electrochemical fatigue sensor in airplanes. And we could accomplish that in research probably in about 6 months to 12 months. Depends upon whether we want to pursue it and the funding and so on and so forth. But that has great potential as well. And also potential for a number of other items like an offshore oil platform, loading docks, ships. There are many, many potential markets for it. But the bridge industry is the biggest, and that's where our concentration is.
So, moving forward, how important will alliances and partnerships be as an important part of your business model?
Well, when we finalize our relationship with Northrop Grumman, that'll be quite substantial, we believe. And they're interested in what we have, and it's basically a marketing concept. And we believe that's of good value.
And what differentiates Maytag Corporation from other players in your sector?
Well, there's nobody that has a device that finds growing cracks, especially under the surface. And it's just unique. Now, the essence is that in addition to just finding them, when a bridge is repaired for growing cracks or cracks, primarily growing cracks, our device can determine whether that repair is valid because there's no other way to see if that crack is still growing or not. So that's a main benefit of our technology. Bridge owners could spend $700,000 repairing a bridge and will really not know if that repair is valid or not valid. And we can determine it very inexpensively and very quickly.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the key point that the technology helps save not only time but money as well.
Yes.
Exactly. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Bob, as well as the key management team at Maytag.
Okay. We have an excellent team. I'm a former Wharton graduate and entrepreneur in business transactions, and I started this company 25 years ago. We got $8 million from the federal government to research on airframes, which worked to a certain extent. Then we went into the bridge business. We are in relationship with the Federal Highway Administration, who is now evaluating in their laboratory our technology, and we believe that their findings will be very favorable, which will give us more validation of what we have. And Mary Beth Michelli is our chief operating officer, tremendous experience in fatigue and fracture, worked for a number of companies in New York, Lucius Pitkin, which is well known, Sam Schwartz and Company. Sam was former head of New York City Bridge Department, and she's on the boards of a number of the engineer institutes, and she's just excellent. William Burke's experience in the aerospace industry, engineer, very, very good. Monty Mosier is our chief research engineer. He's in Utah. A lot of experience with the fatigue and fracture division of the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Brent Farris, a professor at Iowa State University. And that is primarily it. So it's a very, very good team. And we have an alliance with two companies for inspections that we've also already trained some of their people. When necessary, they're available. One company in L.A. has 400 employees, and the other one is on the East Coast, has 100 employees. I don't want to mention their names, but these companies are sitting waiting. We get big contracts. We're right in, right on the thrust. So the management is excellent.
So what specific goals have you set as the management over the course of the next year?
Well, it's really hard to say because we're dealing with the government bureaucracy, and it's just a matter of getting more bridges. So we're presenting at various conferences. We're talking to various bridge owners, cities, states, municipalities, and the interest is growing, and it's just a matter of time. There's nothing else there, and the bridges are getting older every day. And, you know, it's not a matter of the bad engineering of a bridge. It's a matter of the age of a bridge. The average age of a bridge in the United States is over 50 years. What was running over them 50 years ago? Model T? Today you've got FedEx, UPS, Vons, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, zillion times heavier than what was before.
Even a lot larger than that, yeah.
Exactly. So it's not bad engineering, it's just time passes and things happen.
Well, certainly, and so, yeah, you talked about some of the archaic methods of the past, and certainly this technology will help, not only, you know, speed
and it's,
that.
It's very, very simple. It's very, very simple. It's not complicated at all. It's identical to an EKG on your heart. We put down two patches, run wires through a potentiostat, which is a technical kind of a machine, into a computer, run a heavy truck over the bridge or use the traffic over the bridge depending upon when and what. You got a readout just like you get for your EKG in the doctor's office, and that tells you what is going on, period, end of story.
Right, simple, effective, and, you know, most important, makes sense.
Exactly.
And talk about the company's growth. Will you continue to go organically? Will you look for any M&A activities?
Well, we're looking at a couple of companies now that are in the inspection business, very beginning, very, very early stages. We're not interested in any other technology now because this market is so huge that we want to really concentrate on it and do a fine job. And it's just a matter of time. And the presentations and the sit-downs with the various state DOTs and show them what we're doing. And the more results that we can show them, the easier the market will come to us.
Yeah, makes sense. And in terms of investors, Bob, do you think that right now investors understand the direction of the company?
Well, I'm really not sure. You know, it's in today's market, in today's world, you know, I think investors are pretty scared because of what they, so many of them, have experienced. And this is certainly not like the dot-com kind of thing where, you know, billions of dollars were lost because of what that potential industry was and just never made it. This is a plain bread-and-butter demand. The market is there. It's not going to change because time passes every day. And, you know, a bridge goes down in this country every 10 days, and we don't hear about it, do we? Because they don't want to announce it, because it's very, very scary. And with this government stimulus package, I think that we're on the verge of really doing something very, very exciting, because Obama knows that the infrastructure needs to be worked on, and it's just plain bread and butter. And there's tons of money being made available to various states, and they're going to jump on it and do what they have to do. So I think we fit right into the mold.
Right. Well, like you know, Mark Twain said, stats don't lie.
Yeah.
And once again, We're speaking with Bob Bernstein, CEO of Maytag Corporation, trades on the over-the-counter bulletin board. And the ticker symbol is MTCH, currently trading at $235 a share. And before we conclude, Bob, what are some of the key reasons why Maytag Corporation, MTCH, represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think the reason for that is that it's in a sense it's a conservative type of project. The market is there. There's no question about it. And there's no other technology that does what we have. And I ask my engineers that every other day, and there's just nothing like it. And the average age is increasing every minute, and the traffic that's going over it stays the same. And it's just, it's there. It's not a hype. It's, you know, not some new kind of a computer thing that'll do A, B, C, and D. It's very, very plain and simple. And the market is there. We have the management team. It's just a matter of making it work. So it's really white bread kind of stuff. And the market potential is just giant. I mean, you know, 100,000 bridges every year that must be inspected. You know, that's a pretty large market. And depending upon the size of the bridge, the average cost of inspecting these bridges could be, you know, well, average cost, it could be $50,000. You do the mathematics on it. I don't want to throw out numbers, but the potential is there, and it's not going to change.
Well, it all sounds very logical, Bob, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and growth.
Well, I appreciate your time and effort, and answer any questions that anybody ever has at any time.
And where can investors go for more information?
Well, they can go onto the website. They can email me and ask specific questions. The email address is Maytech, M-A-T-E-C-H, at MaytechCorp.com. And just I'm here to answer questions at any time and provide information of any kind.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks for the update.
My pleasure, and I'm here for you as